An international conference on the human rights situation in Bahrain slams the regime for its severe suppression of dissent. Participants called on the monarchy to respect basic human rights, especially the freedom of speech. They also urged the regime to release all political prisoners. Deadly bomb explosions continue to rock Syrian cities. At least 8 people, among them women and children, have been killed in a car bomb attack in the town of Jadeidat Artuz. Earlier, a powerful blast in the capital Damascus left at least 16 people dead and dozens more injured. A car bomb goes off near NATO airbase in southern Afghanistan. The blast killed at least 2 civilians and wounded over a dozen, including several U.S.-led soldiers in the city of Kandahar. The explosion happened as a convoy of foreign forces was entering the airbase. Ukraine's parliament approves Mykola Azarov as premier for a second term. The 64-year-old politician was elected by over 250 votes in the 450-seat chamber. Opposition lawmakers who accused Azarov of mismanagement refused to take part in the vote. Azarov had suddenly stepped down earlier this month. An Iraqi court hands down a 5th death sentence to the country's fugitive vice president, Tahar Hashemi. The ruling has been issued over the possession, transportation, and the use of silenced weapons. Hashemi got his first death sentence a year ago on charges of running death squads. He is now in Turkey. Scotland Yard is investigating allegations that senior British politicians abused children in the 1980s and used, quote, connections to escape justice. Scotland Yard has interviewed several adults who claimed they were sexually assaulted as children by MPs in a paedophile ring. Arrests are expected to be made in the coming weeks. The U.S. once had plans in place to launch a nuclear strike against Russia and China. A newly released document shows Washington planned to fire an automatic full nuclear response against the countries if America came under attack, even if the attack were conventional or launched by accident. Finally, Japan scrambles its fighter jets after a Chinese airplane entered what Tokyo considers its airspace over islands at the center of a dispute between the two countries. Japan says 4 fighter jets were sent to the islands following the, quote, Chinese intrusion. Beijing has described the flight as normal.